No!
Did we just fuck it all up?
It's been a long time since I've been that low. I'm gonna hold it this way, so sorry.
I'm holding it already? Is it started?
Yeah.
Is it begun?
Yeah, that's what I was singing.
Is it beginning?
Yeah.
Is it ended?
I'm just gonna hold it here like this.
Hi, everyone.
Hi, everybody.
That's angled towards yourself.
And it's actually sort of pointed back at you.
I'm Kyle.
I'm Kendrick. Coming to you from both ears.
And there's an Amy in the back.
Mostly on your left ear.
Is Amy or you?
I think Amy's in it.
Yeah,
actually, I always forget how it maps. I think, yeah. Well, I can't remember.
Who's Amy?
Amy's more of a state of mind, man.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
So we're wedging in another FUD, eh?
Yeah, FUD, eh?
FUD, eh, FUD, eh?
It was an impromptu FUD.
FUD, eh?
Impromptu FUD, eh?
FUD, eh?
So, speaking of FUDs,
yeah.
Amy got me a bidet.
Nice.
For Christmas.
Happy Christmas.
Yeah, it's been a happy Christmas for my butthole the bidet.
I'm sure it is.
I mean, I don't know why we don't have those more often in the United States, because, like, it seems like such a better way to do it. I don't know. As someone who has a lot of butt issues, because I'm fat.
I mean, those might be related.
I find using a bidet is one of the crowning points of my day.
It's the bidet-est part of the bidet.
Yeah, it's the best day.
Yeah.
It's great. Yeah.
So my question is, where do they use them? Like, a lot.
Regularly?
Europe.
In Japan, I think, too. Japan has a lot more toilet attached.
Sophisticated toilets.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's the best way to think about it.
I don't recall seeing a lot of them when I was in Europe, but I don't recall spending a lot of time looking.
Well, I think they're in, like, hotels in Europe, but I don't know if they're in, like, just regular places in Europe. And I think it also, I don't know this for sure, again, this sits off. We don't know anything. I think it also has to do with where in Europe you are.
Yeah, because they often have plumbing problems.
Yeah, and I don't think like England has a lot of bidets, but like I heard that Paris and France do. So I don't know.
Okay. Yeah.
Who knows? I mean, I don't know.
Presumably the French.
But I don't know. It's nice to kind of get your butthole nice and wet.
Just cool. Thinking of fucking Letterkenny bits right now.
Goats with Sam.
No, just like the awkward conversation
of bidets?
With Squirrely Dan. No, talking about, you know, weird, not necessarily weird sexual things, but they're playing catch, and he just like drops that. You guys ever, you know, had any attentions paid to your butthole during sex? And then they immediately just start playing catch with each other and stop acknowledging him at all. Completely. They just tune him immediately out. It was delightful.
That show's pretty funny.
I do love that show. Photon Brothers. Nope, that's a solar panel provider.
Photon.
And it made me more hungry.
Somehow I'm more hungry now than I was before.
No, I was rage hungry earlier.
Oh, really?
Well, I mean, like a little bit. But just because breakfast was delayed and then delayed.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Then I had to wade through people to get to it, who elected to, instead of forming any kind of orderly line, just stand around.
Well, when there's that many people in a place, lines are meaningless, right?
No, the exact opposite.
Right?
Literally the exact opposite. They're absolutely critical. I am going to be increasingly salty for the next 6 to 18 business weeks.
Oh, wow. That's a lot of business weeks. That's way more than 4 business weeks. So, I keep getting accused of, of Irish goodbying people that start up conversations with other people while I'm talking to them. If you're not familiar with the term, that I don't know if it's real or not, but it definitely
keeps happening. I mean, it must be real.
Use, yeah. Is that an Irish goodbye is like where you're in a conversation, and a good Irish goodbye is when you slip away and people don't notice till it's too late, like until later.
Till it's too late.
Where like they're like in the middle of it and you're not really talking at all and you just kind of walk away. And then they're like, shit, where the fuck did that guy go? And that's like, that's that, right? But bad ones are when you just, it's just basically you just walk away from a conversation even if you're in the middle of it.
I mean, I think that's tricky because, like, if someone's trying to talk to you and you just walk away from them, that's one thing. But if you're the third person in a conversation
yeah.
and you're not participating, then, like, it's awkward to stay there, right? And you have to find your excuse to leave, but you don't want to interrupt. You're like, hi, this is me. I'm leaving now.
Yeah, I never...
That's even more rude.
...would expect anybody to ever, like, wait for a time to leave during a conversation, I guess.
Usually I just gesticulate with whatever's in my hand and then walk away. Like, nope, gotta get coffee. Yep.
Yeah, that's... I guess that's more polite than what I was doing, which is just walking away from a conversation where I'm not no longer involved.
So that's the best part about the modern era, is you can just take your phone out and pretend like something important happened and then walk away.
Oh, that's what everyone's doing all the time.
That's what I do to get around it, because my phone's constantly going off, so it's pretty reasonable for me to be like...
You're watching.
Infrastructure. Yep. I just do the You just look at your watch and then turn around and walk away mid-sentence.
Amy, how do you get out of conversations?
Smoke bombs?
Pocket sand.
I use the same techniques that you guys do. It just depends. So, like, if I'm talking to Bobby E, and he's, like, doing his normal Bobby E thing where he, like, completely just leaves you out of the conversation, I'll just straight up walk away. But sometimes I'll be like, all right, bye! And then sometimes I will pull the, oh, there's an email on my phone. I have to go do a thing now. Bye.
I like the... Anytime anybody, like, gives you an out for a conversation, I feel like you should leave on obligation. Like, just to kind of make them understand that, like, they're no longer, like... If they're going to be like, well, I no longer need to focus on you, like, ditto, bitch. And then, like, that's basically what...
I mean, I think of it less as a cruel thing, but I've definitely, you know, in those situations, acknowledge the person who's now an intentional third wheeler and, like, I release you. Like, whatever the socially acceptable way to do that. Or, like, oh, hey, I...
Hit him in the forehead?
Or, you know, you just acknowledge, like, oh, hey, sorry, wasting your time here if you need to go.
Yeah, that's...
Then you can be like, oh, yeah, I do. I don't, but I'm going to take this opportunity to walk away.
Joe, I know I have an important conversation with you. Not Joe Quick. I'm just Joe. Yeah. It's because of Joe.
Yeah.
Hey, Joe. I have an important conversation with you. Kendrick, let's pick this up later.
Yeah.
Joe, like...
Yeah, that scene, that break, oh, that's a mercy right there. That's just a mercy to provide to anybody. You know, you can be, E-Hope can be wherever you want. So this is a Honda, what is that, Taurus?
I like when
of course, Honda Accord.
He's like describing E-Hope being shitty. It's an old person.
Okay,
just
Honda Accord with E-Hope as license plate. Watch the fuck out for this guy. He's all over the place.
Gold Honda, Hyundai.
Hyundai.
I've had a Hyundai for
Hyundai
the last 7 years, and I still can't spell Hyundai.
There's a Y hiding in there because he's
H-U-N-D. I know, because there's an I before that.
There's a Y.
Hyundai.
It's Hyundai because it's Korean.
Wow, when you say it, it sounds real weird. Real racist.
Can we get Joe to come in here and pronounce it incorrectly for us instead?
Is that because Joe doesn't know Korean anymore?
No, he used to, and I think he doesn't anymore, but he's probably convinced that he does. Joe, do you think you still speak Korean? Because I bet you don't. How did we know Joe was in the car all along? Okay, we've gone strange. We're not okay. Send help. I can't figure out how to drink at my desk because there's too many people around me. It's too obvious. Help.
Bring the coffee in ahead of time.
What I need to do is I need to, like...
Just walk in with a mug full of scotch.
Yeah, I need to figure out how to, like, fill...
You know, to be honest...
A nondescript container.
Coffee without anything in it does kind of look like alcohol.
I mean, a little bit.
It's like a darker colored liquid. I mean, you could maybe put some, like, coffee in the alcohol, and then it would be, like, kind of coffee-gahol. Kafka-hol? That's Kafka-esque.
Kafka.
Did you get a new phone?
No. Been the same phone, been the same busyness all the time. Apologies for not paying attention to the podcast and piling it up.
Wait, what?
So, we were just rambling again, weren't we? Was there like a through line I could kind of jump back in? Not really.
I was going to ask you about how many more things you can find that Tyler may have done that you can handle mentally or emotionally before you just like flip.
Two
more?
Yep.
Can you talk about the one today? I mean, in layman's terms?
Kind of. Okay. So essentially, and this is, I want to backpedal this and preface this with something a little more specific.
Okay.
I got nothing against the person. He's a guy. He's doing what he's got to do. He's a nice guy overall, right? There's no, like, real personal malice towards him or his family or whatever, like, whatever. He came to our company as a very junior developer and ended up working in the DevOps, but practically speaking, ops, because of how we actually ran the company, ran the department, and continue to run the department, or lack thereof. So he came in and was trying to write code to solve problems, which is sort of the automation aspect. However, on that team, there were no other people writing code, really. It was a lot more configuration people, some script writing, some of that stuff, but not a lot of, like, actual logic. And there's a distinction there, because when you're making configuration files, there's much more rules and strictness around certain things that just simply won't work if you do it other ways a lot of times. But with code, things like Python and Node, there's ways to shoot yourself on the foot, and it doesn't stop you. So,
because it only there comes was back no later and like bites you in the ass.
Yeah, or you're looking at like, this is the dumbest way to solve this problem. You could have sunk, I mean, you sunk days into building this easily, and you could have done this in 30 minutes if you simply knew the right tool. And so the problem, I think, that he really struggled with is he didn't have senior oversight. And where he's working now, I guess he's doing great because he's got that oversight, which helps him build better habits and practices and whatnot. But he was just kind of trying to figure it out as he went. But you can't really leave junior people to do that because they don't have the tools to be autonomous. Kyle gesticulated towards himself with his thumb. So you get a certain level of work out of that and a certain quality that's not really great. He gesticulated at himself again. So it boils down to basically, I think he just sent me a heart emoji with
both
his hands.
You, both,
oh, wow.
Yeah, heart.
Shotgun. Wedding?
Shotgun heart. That's not how you want to treat heart people.
Well, we're by the hospital. This is the best place to get shot in the heart, probably.
I guess that's true. So I didn't think about that.
It's a good Samaritan one, too, which means they have to help you, as opposed to regular Samaritans who are dicks.
I was going to say, is that really a thing? Like, any good Samaritan hospital is like, I have to help them.
No, we could talk about the history of the good Samaritan, but anyway. So the thing I'm bringing to you right now is, rather than convert a piece of text to a date and then use built-in library functions to compare that date to current date, he was using string concatenations to break it down into its individual numbers and compare those, and it works. It's just the longest way around that you can do.
I was gonna say asinine, but
I mean it's a phrase that one of my professors used to use a lot, and I haven't used it much, but it's coming back here. Is BFI, brute force and ignorance. If you don't know how to solve a problem effectively, you will find a way to solve the problem given enough time. Your solution may not be elegant or efficient or readable, but it solved the problem. So, I mean,
brute force in what?
Ignorance.
Ignorance.
And ignorance is not something that's like evil or wrong. It's the absence of information, right? You don't know better. It's like, well, that's where I used to sell bikes when I stole them from kids. What? They didn't know it was wrong.
All right, the boys said I could do it.
Well, no, like Adventure Time. Like, I didn't know it was wrong. Like, I mean, shit. They talk about kids are innocent, right? Children are innocent. And people talk about that assuming that means they're somehow intrinsically good. But no, it just means they're innocent of the consequences of their actions. You ever watch a kid just totally haul off and smack somebody because they just legitimately didn't occur to them that they maybe the other person didn't want that to happen to them?
Yeah, kid.
Yeah, because children are, they're innocent. They're just doing stuff. So
I think that's why I kind of am jealous, because they just get away with things. And I'm like, those were the days.
My friend.
Those were the days.
We thought they'd never end.
I mean, I just, like,
we'd sing and dance.
I guess I never, I don't know, I guess I can't say anything. Okay, go ahead. Keep
the life we choose. We fight and never
I don't even know what you're singing right now.
Those are the days.
By who?
Mary
Poppins.
Yeah.
Okay. What'd you say, Amy?
Poppins.
Mary what?
I just said, you know.
That.
Mary.
Poppins. Poppins.
Perpins.
Poppins.
Have you ever walked by, tangent, a place and, like, it's obviously shut down and you look at, like, have you ever, like, looked at one of, like, the seizure, like, documents that's on a door of a place that got seized by the state or the county?
Yeah.
And it's like, I wonder if it actually was seized because of tax reasons or if, like, they just have to say that.
Oh, you always assume, yeah.
Well, they say it on the thing sometimes, but there's, like, a brewery over there. And I'm like,
well, I think
I'm trying to think of the person who, like, because I've seen it happen multiple times where someone's gotten seized from the county for not paying taxes, and I'm like, did you just not know, or like, were you trying to save money, or Like, what aspect of the taxes did you not think you were going to have to interact with?
As far as I know, there's ignorance. But I think also they give you, like, warnings and lead time and whatnot. And if you're trying to push it, you might lose track of those.
I guess so. I mean, it's the same reason like that. You have, like, what do they call them? They call them net dates, or they call them, I think it's called a net term date, where, like, you can, it basically determines, like, how late you can wait until you have to pay something.
Yeah.
And a lot of people use those to, like, run their business, right?
Right, because you can't, you probably can't afford to be paying off all your debts at the speed that you're actually making money, so you push things back until they're due.
Yeah, I think, like, the main example I saw was, like...
Oh, wait a minute, it's Monday.
Are they not open?
I thought they may not be open Monday.
No!
No!
Dude, we just fuck it all up.
I did this. I'm sorry.
Monday
I should have known.
Closed.
I should have known. They're closed.
Should we go
Mondays.
To a different place that's ready?
Well, let's. We're already up here.
Like, what other place you want to try? You okay with one of these other places, Ames?
Sure.
Well, I guess, let's wrap this up and then begin the adventure.
Okay.
So, like, comment, and subscribe, everybody.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then we'll give up. We'll get some more content for you later.
Yeah, some more content.
Make up yourselves, everybody.
Quality content.
I don't know what that means.
All right, bye.
I love you.